You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Second date update.
Falling in love in this world is hard enough.
Okay.
But what would it be like to fall in love in another realm?
Whoa, cool. Whoa.
Could you imagine what that must look like?
I can't. I don't
what
even know.
Dost thou art looketh like, my fair maiden?
God. God, men were so manly back then, weren't they? Do you have tights on right now, too?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not a very big fantasy role-playing guy.
Obviously.
Unless it comes to costumes and large lightsabers. That's a different story.
But
one of our listeners is really into it, and it actually helped her meet a guy recently. Now, she's asking us for help today. Her name is Leah. Leah, welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody.
Would you call yourself a fair maiden?
Only what I'm trying to be.
Okay. All right.
So tell us about the guy you met. What's his name?
His name is Jonathan.
Okay. And where did you meet Jonathan?
So one of the guys in my D&D group was doing a one shot, which is basically just like a one night only game.
All right. Okay,
we have to slow way down. So you said D&D, which is Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, it's Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay. And I forget, that's not like Magic where you play with cards. Dungeons and Dragons is
like a board. Game.
There's it's a board. Yeah. Okay.
So it's basically like you're playing pretend and there's rules and you roll dice.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
Opening that's, the Stranger Things. If you like Stranger Things, they play Dungeons and Dragons.
So wait, one shot. Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah. Is this going to be
is it tequila?
Ooh, that's what I thought. I'm like, maybe I'm into Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and double shots.
I know. Maybe six shot. I'd be down for it.
Whoa. Oh my God, Drunkards and Dragons.
Now we're on.
Here we go.
Talking.
Now you got our language.
Okay. Now we're into it.
Okay. So basically, usually when you play D&D, it's like Stranger Things. You play over the course of like a long time.
Okay.
But in this game, it's like just one time.
Okay. So it's a quick game. It's a quickie.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And how did you meet this dude? How did you do the quickie with the guy?
He is a friend of one of the other players. So everybody brought like new people to see who enjoyed it. And so Jonathan was playing a character also.
Okay. What character were you?
I am a halfling bard.
A halfling bard.
You say that very flirty. I know what you mean.
Go on.
I'm very excited about my halfling bard. She's very cute. She's little. That's why they call them halflings. And she plays a cello, but it's like bigger than her. So she plays it like a double bass. It's very silly.
I used to be in an orchestra. That's cute.
Okay. Yeah. So you're a halfling bard. And who's this mystery man that wooed you?
Or not man.
What's his character?
Ogre, a beast?
Right, so he is a human fighter, so he's just, like, real good at, like, punching and kicking and shooting arrows.
Boring.
Okay.
Okay. So he's a frat guy.
Yeah. He's going to do D&D, but he's still going to be cool.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Fully into it.
And so does the guy have a character name?
Yeah. So I'm Denna, and he was Lim.
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 Is that because he's got a big...
Okay.
No.
Right.
You were just ruining this game for her.
All right,
another type of D&D.
So how do you guys end up like interacting? How does the bard and the human fighter end up interacting in the game?
Well, basically, like, we're all on the same team. We're all trying to do, like, this magical mission. Okay. Like, we were rescuing a dragon from a princess.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, okay.
The princess took the dragon hostage? What is happening?
I know.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, we're doing magic. We're punching. We're kicking.
Oh.
And I'm, like, I'm a very different person when I'm playing D&D. Mm-hmm. I tend to be, like, kind of shy and, like, don't overstep my own comfort zone. But, like, that's the nice thing about D&D is, like, you get to kind of try on whatever.
Okay.
So, like, you know, my character, Denna, is, like, bold and brash, and she's all like, hey, stranger.
Oh.
Opposites attract.
Yeah. This is, like, role-playing at this point.
Yeah.
So he starts flirting right back, and so we take, like, a little break to grab our drinks and our refills and whatever. And so we start talking, and I'm like, oh, wait, in real life, you're also a really cool person.
Aww, oh, look at his wow. D&D love.
So you guys broke away from the game for a second to just talk normally. Leah and Jonathan, not the bard and the
Lim.
Whatever.
Yeah. right.
Out of character.
Right, okay.
You're
and so were you feeling a connection that way?
Yeah, I was, and I think I got some signals that he was too. I mean, after the game, we actually went and we got a beer.
Oh, ooh, so that is nice. That's a date.
Yeah.
That is.
So was there any romance when you guys got the drinks?
I mean, I felt something, but I didn't act on it. Like, I really felt like there might have been a moment where, like, maybe a kiss could happen.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't really see anything from him, you know, and I didn't want to, like, overstep.
Oh, you needed to bring out your inner half-wing bard lady.
Yeah, you should have transformed into the bard and kissed them right on the mouth.
Yeah.
Like a naughty little bard does.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Yeah, you could. Yes. You could.
Well, maybe Leah couldn't, but the halfling bard could.
Whip out the board game. So have you reached out to him?
I texted him to see if he wanted to hang out again. I phrased it so vaguely, of course, but he hasn't really gotten back to me.
Okay.
Maybe you were just too vague then. Maybe that's the thing. He didn't understand you didn't want to LARP. He wanted to actually hang out.
It's possible,
And I don't mean to stereotype, but my guess is with the D&D dudes, like, you need to be pretty upfront with what... I mean, I just don't think they probably pick up on small flirting cues all the time.
You're saying they don't expect women to hit on them?
Yeah. I'm trying to be nice.
Okay, Brooke,
and that's his big stereotype.
Brooke is thinking of, like, elementary school kids playing D&D.
No,
this is just a guy that showed up for a one-off.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm asking if you think that's the case.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't think that he's like the stereotypes or anything. I think he just seemed like a cool guy.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's find out for sure. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Jonathan for you and we'll attempt to cast a charm spell on him when we do your second date update.
We said it wrong.
Yeah.
I think we said it wrong.
No, I think it really landed.
Okay.
It was perfect.
It was perfect, she says. Okay. We're going to do it right after this. Hold on.
Second date update.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
Just a warning for our halfling bard on the phone. This second date update could be a rough one. So you may need to double knot your chastity belt.
Oh,
or
we're doing that?
Maybe release it.
Oh,
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm not sure what's going to happen here. What I do know is that one of our listeners, Leah, met a guy named Jonathan while playing Dungeons & Dragons at a friend's house.
Yeah.
Jonathan was a newcomer to the group, and they had a little flirtation in the game, which led to the two of them grabbing drinks outside of the game.
Yes.
Just them.
And she felt a genuine connection. But after that, Jonathan has disappeared, like a mischievous half-elf wizard casting an invisibility spell outside Baldur's Gate.
Do you play Dungeons and Dragons? Why do you know all this stuff?
I just Googled a bunch of Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, you did?
So.
Oh, okay.
But our job is to get Jonathan back on the phone to explain himself and possibly make a baby with Leah.
What? Why are we doing that? Why are we going from chastity belts to babies?
I just said possibly.
Yeah.
Isn't it in between?
That would be a very successful second date update if you ask me.
Y'all are scaring me. You better not scare him off.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just going to call Jonathan and see if he wants to go out on another date. How's that?
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
We'll try not to embarrass you too much, Leah.
I'm going to dial Jonathan's number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Jonathan.
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Jonathan. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Okay.
What's it about?
We're doing a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. Basically, that's where if one of our listeners goes out on a date and afterwards, if they're not calling them back, they'll email us to reach out and try and help them figure out the reason why.
Have you heard of this before?
No, I haven't, but I mean, that sounds cool. It sounds like very marketable, great idea.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. I like you, Jonathan.
I don't know why, but I'm very impressed by you.
Yes.
Or do we just like him because he's complimenting us?
Yeah, whatever. Either way. We'll take it, Jonathan.
We don't get very many of those on this show. So back to the second date update. Uh-huh. Recently, you met a listener of our show who had a great time with you and has been trying to get in touch, but has been having a little bit of difficulty with it. Her name's Leah.
Yeah. That name sounds familiar. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember her? You played Dungeons and Dragons with her?
Yep. Yep, I do.
Yes, she was a halfling bard, and I guess you were a human fighter, a very sexy one, Limp. According to her.
That sounds fitting.
Oh. Hey,
hey. Now okay. We're complimenting him. I like that.
I like where this is going.
So the reason that we're doing this whole phone call is because Leah wants to understand why, after you guys had a really nice time together, she's been having such a hard time getting a hold of you. Because she wants to see you again.
Well, yeah, she's an interesting person. I like Leah. I think that she was nice. She's a little intense, but then again, so is camping.
Camping?
Oh, so camping is intense?
It's intense, you guys.
Oh. Wait, what's camping?
It's a joke.
Inside tents.
Camping, and he's funny, too.
Okay.
He's playing D&D and make jokes.
Dude, he's smart.
Separately.
And he's funny.
But, I thought it was another D&D thing you do.
No, I got that one right away.
But what makes you say that Leah's intense? I didn't get that impression from her. Like, she's into the game, obviously. But why do you say intense?
Well, I'm not sure if she was nervous or something like that, but right when we got there, I mean, I think she was still coming off the high of the game, but she started trash talking me a little bit in a way. Like, hey, man, had you not been on my team, I would have owned you. I'd have, like, slept on your corpse. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Slept on your corpse.
That's intense. Jeez.
Wait, did that make you laugh, though?
Well, nervously. So, I mean, apparently she was part of this necro-napper group thing. They pull on, like, some sort of, like, slay and sleep, apparently.
Is this in D&D, or is this necro group outside of D&D?
Like, necro...
They would, like, kind of do, like, a slay and sleep. Like, they would just destroy people in the game, and then they would, like, sleep on the corpses and just weird stuff.
I still can't tell if this is, like, real life slaying people and sleeping on them, or is
the
this,
game.
Like, D&D world?
It's in the game.
It has to be, or they're murderers.
It's very important to clarify, though, because I'm having a hard time.
Whatever it was just a turnoff. Oh. I mean, I like her as a person, and I enjoyed spending time with her, but whatever it was, it just seems to me that she would probably be better off with somebody who's in a D&D as much as she is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like, because we spoke to her for a little bit, Jonathan, and she sounds like a very nice person to us, and I think she may have just been caught up in the game. You guys had just come from playing.
And she did describe that her game character, whatever you call it in D&D, is very different than who she is in real life.
That's
she did say that.
That is true.
Well, I just felt like D&D was her life. And no, I'm not sure if I'm looking for somebody like that.
Well, okay.
Maybe
she would say differently.
Maybe she would. Let's find out, because I need to tell you, Jonathan, Leah's on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Careful, she's going to take a nap on you if you sound too dead.
Leah, are you there?
Oh, I am so embarrassed.
Oh sweetie,
no.
It's okay.
No.
So Jonathan, Leah's there. She's been listening to this entire conversation.
I think she's bright red.
Yeah, I'm really glad this is radio.
Yeah, we don't want to see the corpse that you're sleeping
on. Oh, come on.
Oh.
Hey, listen, Leah, I'm just telling the truth. I'm not meaning any harm or any foul. But, I mean, hey, if you want to explain your side and just kind of get an understanding from me, like, I would love to hear that.
That's reasonable. We need you on this show.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I got a little too into it. I didn't mean to scare you off like that. I hope that you're not, like, turned off from D&D also.
Maybe explain the necro-napper thing?
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, it's just this really silly thing that, like, one of the other guys and me in the group thought of in a previous game, where it's like, yeah, we slay our enemies and then we're gonna like take a relaxing nap. I promise it's funny in a game, but like, yeah, outside
can I help just a little bit? And I think I can compare this and make this sound a little less weird.
Uh-oh.
In Fortnite, after you kill someone, if you want to be toxic, you can dance over their body.
Oh, that's terrible.
So
oh,
I think
geez.
It's the
Isn't
same
that a kid
concept.
Game?
Yes, it is.
What is happening?
mean? It's like showing off. You get your kill and you're like, ha ha, I got you. And then you do an emote is what it's called. So I feel like you're doing the same thing. It's just a lot more dark.
Good news, it's a relaxing nap.
Jonathan.
Oh, there you go, Brooke.
Does any of this make you feel a little bit better about Leah?
Partially.
Okay.
We're getting somewhere.
That's better.
The right way.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it was just skinning things and wearing them was kind of weird. But
what?
I guess it's because I didn't understand it. And if you explained it to me that you're like not this person that goes and does this on a regular basis in real life, then I would probably.
Okay. Leah, can you assure him of that?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, I work at a post office. I don't like dance.
Yeah, that doesn't help. Yeah. That doesn't help.
There's been some incidents at post offices over the years, so.
I don't think they dance at all.
I mean, Jonathan, don't you feel like outside of the D&D world and all the D&D lingo, did you have a fun time with Leah?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, and maybe next time when you guys meet up, there can be no D&D involved whatsoever. Ooh. So you just get to know the two of you as regular human people.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Leah, do you really like Dungeons & Dragons, like, a lot?
I mean, yeah. It doesn't mean have to have it be my whole life.
Well, I like normal Leah when we just kind of sat down and had a good time. So how about I give you a shot where I actually can just sit down with Dungeons & Dragons Leah and just listen and understand how you got started in that.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Wait, are you asking her out? Like,
no.
How about I give you a shot?
No,
like,
what?
That was a little...
I think what he's saying is he already knows he likes normal Leah. He wants to give Dungeons & Dragons Leah another
he
shot.
I don't know. Both of them?
No, Jonathan, just... Jonathan, if I were Leah right now, I'd want to sleep on your corpse.
Yeah. It was weirdly worded.
It was.
Yeah, let's try it for him.
Yeah. So, Jonathan, here's the deal. We would love to send you and Leah, normal Leah, mm-hmm. out on a normal date.
Yes.
And we'll pay for it.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Okay. That's a yes.
You agree?
Yeah.
As you kind
good.
Of said in the game, I accept thy maiden.
Hey!
Maybe don't start the game right now.
there's definitely going to be some corpses slept on after this. All right, well, congratulations, Leah. We got you another date.
Oh, man.
Wow, I'm excited.
You guys, we've never done it for a necro-napper before.
Never.
I'm really proud of us.
I think in the D&D world, we just ranked up.
We did.
Yeah.
That's right. Chastity belt's coming off tonight. Congratulations, you two.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
And that was a second date update from a few months ago.
Yeah.
One of the stranger ones that we've had for sure. But
I mean, the first necro-napper we've ever had.
Definitely. Yeah. Probably the last. But it ended on a good note. And now Jonathan and Leah are back to tell us what's been going on since that happened. Jonathan and Leah, welcome back to the show.
Hey!
Okay.
Hey.
You sound happy. That's always a good sign.
Yeah. Are you guys still dating? You guys still together?
Yeah, what's the status?
Oh my God, no, we're not together.
Oh.
Oh.
That's weird. Usually when people want to do a follow-up with us, it's because they're in like a cute relationship.
I mean, between, you know, Dungeons & Dragons and just life, we kind of realize it's better if we're friends.
Okay.
Okay.
So you guys did go on a few dates.
Yeah, to be fair, we went on a couple. They were a lot of fun.
All right.
It was nice because, I mean, I kept going to the parties with her and it was fun, but... She actually introduced me to her roommate.
Oh.
Ooh,
she pawned
nice.
You off onto somebody else.
So wait, are you dating her roommate?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
How long has that been going on?
Just a couple of months, and we're moving in together.
Wow.
Oh.
Leah, how do you feel about that?
Yeah. I mean, if it was anybody else taking her away, I would definitely be mad. But Jonathan is so sweet. I think it's really good for her.
Aww, you guys are so cute.
You definitely make a lot of money because most people would be really pissed.
Yeah.
Or you just lost half my rent.
She found another roommate, maybe. Like,
yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Well, no, I just have to say that, Leah, you are a sweetheart, and I appreciate you very much. And I'm very thankful that you introduced me to Valerie, so thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. It worked out.
Yeah, so like the first time ever that friend zoning was good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing, you guys. And
of course.
Jonathan, good luck with Leah's roommate. Don't screw it up.
Oh my God.
I won't.
Right? Because they're moving in pretty quickly.
Yeah. Text in to 78592 if you want a second date update. Email the show and we'll call the person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.